531.
PMN News at 2 PM, Noaia e Māori, o tau asale a te tahi pōtaka news. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon outlined three key priorities in the lead-up to the budget at the end of the month. Government plans to rebuild the economy, restore law and order, and deliver better public services. One of his first pre-budget announcements is a $1.8 billion allocation to Pharmac.
We're putting funding back in place to make sure that the core needs of New Zealanders can get access to their medications as they should. And there's a lot of work going underway with Pharmac in particular as we think about how we get better delivery out of that unit and we actually ultimately support New Zealanders with all the medications that they need. Because we're not going to do time-limited funding of something as critical as Pharmac drugs.
A new political poll shows a shift in mood since Election Day. In the One News Variant poll, support for all three coalition parties has dropped so that they would no longer have the numbers to form a government. Labour, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori would have the numbers to govern. Political reporter Alakihi Hifo Vailala says any poll this far out from an election needs to be shown in a wider context.
There have been arguments stating that there is bias remorse, but I think we also have to take into account that that's how politics works. That's the kind of the beauty of democracy, is that we're able to elect these new governments each term. And a lot of people did express that they voted National to kind of have that change from Labour. And that's how the cycle goes.
Long-time anti-poverty campaigner Reverend Peter Sykes believes a strong village economy is one way of combating inflation. He says South Aucklanders are hustlers by nature and will thrive as community entrepreneurs.
South Auckland's an amazing community of hustlers. One of the major things that we could be doing is supporting family businesses. We need to challenge the banks and challenge the profit that banks are making to use our money. When you go back to Pacifica, the village economy keeps the village strong.
There's been an overnight shift in the Solomon Islands election saga, with Manase Songavare announcing he won't run again for Prime Minister. The election of the next leader is set to take place at 9:30 AM on Thursday on the floor of Parliament. Carlia Strong has more.
The ABC reports Solomon Islands pro-China leader Manase Songavare has withdrawn from the race to be the next Prime Minister following the country's national election. The controversial politician, who was in his fourth stint as Prime Minister, announced yesterday afternoon he would not contest, saying he had been vilified by media and his family had been subjected to unprecedented abuse. His political party gained 15 seats at the national election, losing more than half of the 37 MPs it had going into the poll. He will be replaced as his party's prime ministerial candidate by Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manele, who will aim to become leader on Thursday.
And to sports, Solomon Islands women's football international Eileen Pengi has become the first female footballer to sign an international transfer deal. The 31-year-old has joined New Caledonian club AS Feminine from Koloale FC. Solomon Islands Football says Pengi's achievement will help open the door for more to follow. That's your news at 2 o'clock. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmn.co.nz.